September 5th, 1901.
True love makes up for everything.
As my beloved Jesus came back, I felt almost a fear of not corresponding to the graces that the Lord gives me, as those words which he had spoken to me before, "At least be grateful," had remained impressed in me. And he, seeing me with this fear, told me, "My daughter, courage, do not fear. Love will make up for everything. Besides, since you have placed your will to truly do what I want, even if sometimes you should fall short, I will make up for you. Therefore, do not fear. Know, however, that true love is ingenious, and true ingenuity reaches everything. More so, when in the soul there is a love that loves, a love that grieves for the pains of the beloved as if they were its own, and a love that reaches the point of taking upon itself the sufferings which the beloved should suffer, which is the most heroic love, and which resembles my own love, as it is very difficult to find one who lays down his own flesh. So, if in all of yourself there is nothing but love, if you do not satisfy me in one way, you will do it in another. Even more, if you are in possession of these three loves, it will happen to me as to that person who is insulted, offended with all sorts of affronts by everyone, but among many there is one who loves him, compassionates him, repays him for all. What does he do? He fixes his eyes on his beloved, and finding his recompense, he forgets all the offenses and gives favors and graces to the very offenders.